Hello and welcome to the Align Research Podcast. Today I'm joined by Peter Wall, who's CEO at Argo Blockchain. How are you today, Peter?
Hey, Zach, I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Right, so 2019 was a volatile year for the Bitcoin price. How do you think Argo performed under this backdrop?
Yeah, I think Argo performed pretty well. We're pretty pleased with the 2019 results. Look, it was a year for us where we pivoted away. We started the year pivoting away from mining as a service to mining for our own account. You know, starting the year with about 1,700 mining machines, mining a mix of different coins. And we really focused on, for the rest of the year, on building an infrastructure that is kind of as future-proofed as possible, really focused on having an infrastructure that is efficient and that is built on a kind of a new generation of mining machines, which really started to come out in May of June of last year. And if you look at, you know, the RNSs and the releases that we put out through 2019, that was really when we started taking off, and we built a really great infrastructure that went from, you know, 1,700 machines to 7,000 machines at the end of the year, and we're now up to 18,000 machines with, you know, somewhere around 650 petahash of mining power for Bitcoin, soon to be 720 when we get the next 1,000 machines installed.
Right. You spent a substantial amount on mining infrastructure in last year, about £15 million. Can you discuss how advanced these machines are that you mentioned and how long it will be before they need replacing?
Yeah, I think roughly speaking, you know, you can look at two major kind of movements in the technology around Bitcoin mining in the last, you know, 3-4 years. And obviously the first being the arrival of the ASIC machines and the rise of the S9, which is, you know, really became the go-to mining machine, the Bitmain S9. For many, many miners, and kind of variations thereof. Now this year, or last year, I should say, 2019, the new machine arrived, the S17 and its equivalent, the T17, which is kind of like the cousin to the S17. And that was a huge jump in technology. So the old technology, S9, out of the halving, which is, as you know, coming up in a couple of weeks, is no longer going to be really able to keep up at all. The majority of people who are running those machines are going to have to shut them off because they won't be efficient. So we saw that coming. We saw that generational change happen. And we wanted to take advantage of being able to, you know, build an infrastructure, a cost-efficient mining infrastructure during that generational change. So that's why we went so heavy into capital expenditures last year on these new mining, you know, machines. And in terms of getting around to answering your question, we see those rigs lasting anywhere between 3 to 5 years, depending on market conditions.
Right, so that's a pretty long time. How do you manage the volatility of Bitcoin prices in terms of having enough cash to pay the bills?
So I think it's something that we put a lot of focus on. One is, you know, making sure obviously we have enough cash around to cover our operational costs. And the second is, you know, making sure that any crypto that we have, we manage in a smart way. So we don't trade on a daily basis. We're not converting every day straight from Bitcoin into fiat, which some miners choose to do. We ourselves are, you know, we hold for either a period of weeks or a period of months. And we have a number of different ratios that we look at, and we're always looking at market conditions. So that's kind of our crypto cash you know, secret sauce that we've been doing, and it's been working so well, very well for us so far.
All right. Market commentators differ on their views of how the upcoming Bitcoin halving will affect the Bitcoin price. What are your views, and how has Argo positioned itself to take advantage?
Well, I alluded to it earlier in terms of how we're going to take advantage. I think the key for us is to be efficient. And it's something that we, you know, we spent most of last year doing, building this efficient mining infrastructure. And that's going to be the key to thrive through the halving, is to have an efficient mining operations. In terms of what's going to happen to the Bitcoin price, you know, the Bitcoin price for us is obviously important, but just as important for us is what's going to happen to mining difficulty. And, you know, not to get too technical, but the quality of mining is a really key factor, and especially the ratio of difficulty to the price of Bitcoin. And it's not something that a lot of people completely always understand when they're evaluating different miners out there. But we expect the difficulty in the short term with the halving to go down, because we see a lot of folks still using the older technology, and that older technology is no longer going to be profitable. So they're going to most likely going to have to take those machines offline. And so difficulty should go down, you know, somewhere between 10 to 20, maybe even 30% in the short term. And then in terms of price, look, with the halving, you know, you're going to be going from 1,800 Bitcoins worldwide mined every day to 900. And so the supply is going to go down. There's going to be less selling pressure. And we likely, you know, demand is likely to remain the same or go up. So we think the price is likely to go up. Again, there's so many different factors. I can't tell you, you know, what the price is going to be, but we're cautiously optimistic.
And after the latest order of 1,000 machines is delivered, will you be placing any further orders this year? You kind of answered it already, but what's your position
there? Yeah. I mean, like I said, our you know, goal for 2020 is to optimize the infrastructure that we have. We're always looking to grow in smart ways. We're always looking at new technology. I don't think 2020 will be the same kind of, you know, heavy CapEx year that 2019 was for us. But we're miners. We like having, you know, a really healthy infrastructure. So we're always looking at opportunities that are out there.
Okay. And as far as the rest of the year is concerned, would you consider paying a dividend to shareholders at some point?
Yeah. Look, 2019, you know, we weren't profitable, so it's not really an option for us to pay a dividend this year. 2020 and moving forward, if there's one thing that our management team is really good at, it's listening to shareholders. Ian McLeod, our executive chair, who came on at the start of January, and I we've been having lots of conversations with shareholders, big and small, online and offline, and we hear from, you know, especially our UK shareholders, that a dividend is something that is important to them. It's a signal to the market, and so that's a message that has been loud and clear. It's something that we're, you know, we would consider and that we're thinking of, but we're not really in a position to do it right now.
Peter Wall, CEO at Argo Blockchain, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you.